2019 was an especially bad year for Lake Champlain. Blooms of potentially toxic blue-green algae persisted around the lake well into the late fall. The pollution scared away tourists. Many of the lakeside state parks saw 10% fewer visitors last summer. While this year's pollution problems got headlines, a group of people in Addison County say they've lived with declining water quality for years, and they blame big dairy farms. And as VPR's John Dillon reports, they say the state of Vermont is failing to crack down on farm pollution.
My parents bought this 65 years ago, this little house. And
Laurel Casey walks around her place on the shore of Lake Champlain in Bridport. A deep gully cuts through the property below a large culvert that runs under the road. The gully has been gouged out by heavy rains. Intense storms that Casey says have hit with increasing frequency in recent years. After one storm in early October, the gully was full of dirty foam. The frothy pile, 5 feet high, was a visible and smelly sign of the manure coming off the farm fields above her house.
The foam was up, like, all the way down. It was like a, you know, like a bathtub for a giant.
Casey shot video of the foam and alerted state officials. It wasn't the first time.
I've been talking to them for 5 years now. And they come down and they check out the farms.
She shakes her head.
No, there aren't any regulations. There's very, very few regulations.
And that's the crux of the frustration Casey and others have with the state. They say they've seen the lake get worse over the years from farm waste that fertilizes the algae blooms. And they say usually no one is held responsible. About 15 miles north of Laurel Casey's house, a half dozen people gather in Roy Shea's expansive lakeside home on Button Bay to tell their stories of living with water pollution. Shea, a retired business executive, has become a bit of an eco-warrior. He's turned out at state meetings to castigate officials for what he says is their failure to hold polluters to account.
It's hypocrisy. It's blatant hypocrisy. How the state of Vermont presents itself as the greenest of the green, and they let this happen, and again, they continue to let it happen.
Shea points to color photos spread out on a table that show plumes of dirty water flowing into the lake. Other pictures taken this summer show the lake near here covered by a dense blanket of blue-green algae.
When I was a child swimming in this lake, we never saw algae.
Tom Spencer lives just down the road. A former dairy farmer, Spencer farmed the land his ancestors first worked 2 centuries ago. He says his life savings are tied up in his lakeshore home.
It's a major part of my assets, and why would someone want to buy a house in front of a sewer? It's the dairy farm sewer.
Deb Hartenstein also lives nearby in a place that her family bought in 1999.
I think I lost track this summer of the number of times I throw my bathing suit on, towel, walk down the steps thinking I'm going to, and I'd be like, not today. I'm not going to jump in.
State government divides oversight of farms. The Agriculture Agency regulates activities on the land, like manure spreading and nutrient management plans. The Agency of Natural Resources is supposed to take over when pollution leaves the farm and enters public water. But the result can be a bureaucratic quagmire where enforcement cases are delayed, sometimes for years. A case in point is the Voorsteveld farm, a 2,100-acre operation that currently milks about 1,000 cows. Neighbors here blame the Voorstevelds for serious manure runoff and water quality problems. Deb Hartenstein says the state has failed to take action.
The word encroachment keeps coming up in my head, and the lack of control and the lack of sense of responsibility that these agencies want to assume.
This is clearly not the way we want to be doing business.
Julie Moore is Secretary of Natural Resources. State records show the Voorstevelds have racked up a number of complaints over the years, including allegations that they drained or altered wetlands in 2016 and 2017. In 2018, and again this year, the state investigated complaints that they allowed manure-laden water to flow off fields into ditches and toward the lake. Despite multiple inspections and a fat digital file of photos and site visit reports, the alleged violations have not led to penalties. Moore says the cases are still open. She says she's not satisfied with how the cases have stalled.
The timing of this is not acceptable from my perspective, and I'm working with the team to put in place a different set of systems to ensure we move more quickly.
But there's an irony here, because in many ways, the Voorstevelts are doing just what the state wants on their farm.
We're probably doing the most environmental friendly farming that you can do.
Hans Voorstevelt sits in an office off his barn. Shelves are stuffed with paper and tools. A white 5-gallon bucket overflows with empty vials of cow medications, and someone has spray-painted graffiti on the walls. But if the Voorstevelts have spent little on office decor, they said they have invested heavily in the latest field and crop technology.
We do no-till, so we don't till the dirt. We put cover crops on after we take the corn off. And then in the fall on the clay ground, we inject manure, so it's in the ground. And we tile our fields, so there's hardly any runoff.
These are all practices the state supports, and in some cases helps pay for, because they reduce the risk of runoff. Voorstevelt, whose father brought his family here from the Netherlands, says the farm has less environmental impact than it did 10 years ago.
We don't like washouts. We like to keep our soil. You know, we work hard to get fertile soil, and it's always the best soil that washes off, because that's the finest particles. So we want to keep that. We want to keep that more than the people that are worried about the lake, because that's our livelihood.
Voorstevelt says he thought the various environmental complaints were resolved, and he says the Agriculture Agency just inspected his farm under its large farm permit program and found no problems with runoff. Julie Moore chooses her words carefully when asked about the oversight shared between her agency and the Agency of Agriculture.
Certainly, anytime you have two agencies who have a charge that can and at times does overlap, there's both a tension and a friction. I think some of the field-based practices and manure spreading concerns are sort of right at that nexus or that intersection between our two jurisdictions.
Back in Bridport, Laurel Casey is at the literal center of the problem. Her double wide has been damaged by heavy flooding from the fields above. Diluted manure sometimes flows by her front door, and she's afraid she won't be able to rent her nearby cabin in the summer because the lake is too dirty for swimming.
Obviously, we can't have cows this near to our water supplies anymore. I don't want them to go out of business. It's just, can we move the cows? Can we move the cows and the manure away from our water supplies?
Well, that may not happen soon. ANR Secretary Moore says the state is close to taking action against her neighboring farm for the improper manure spreading that caused the piles of brown foam at Laurel Casey's place. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.